What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here. And we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother, DJ 2Ds. Did I say that 2Ds, right?
Yeah, DJ 2Ds. You got it, bro.
DJ 2Ds, I appreciate you, brother, and super excited to have you on the podcast. Like I said, this is the My DJ Story podcast, so we want to hear your story as a DJ in the industry. So please walk us through your journey, you know, walk us through, you know, what sparked your interest to become a DJ, kind of walk us through your journey from there on out, leading to where you are today, man.
Oh, what a loaded question, right? Well, actually, it started, I would say, at a very young age. My mother had a record player, one of those, like, actual needles where I actually scratched the record, where she got really upset with me. I actually kind of really liked music all my life. My dad taught me disco and oldies, and my mom taught me classic rock and a lot of other different eclectic genres. I grew my own. I went to a rave and just was mind blown by the energy of everybody dancing, united under one, under music. That really got me a little bit. But when it really started was, I was up here, and I'm actually on vacation right now in Truckee, Tahoe, right here. It actually started here. We were having kind of living like employee housing in a way, in an apartment. We borrowed a friend's mixer, CD mixer, because we're throwing a party. And once I stepped behind it, put my CDs in and game ready for our party we're throwing, it's like the clouds parted and the light shined down. And it was like, oh. Right then I knew, like, this is what I want to do forever. And I've been chasing it ever since. That was 2009. You know, I took a little while off because I didn't have any equipment. It takes a lot of money to invest up front to get this stuff going. And I actually had a friend who his dad fronted him the loan to buy the equipment. And in 2012, he was moving back to Southern California. So he's selling all his equipment at a very discount rate. I didn't have the money. I went to go try to get a loan for it. I wasn't good credit at the time. And my friend Wade, who had the money, said, you know what? He's becoming a producer. He wants to learn DJ, and he's about to move to Reno where I'm at. And I go, yo, my boy's selling his equipment. Let's get on this. Let's live together and we'll all get us the gigs, because I'm a go-getter, man. I like to network. So he did. He moved in, got the equipment, just started grinding it out, man, putting in hours and time at home, you know, just learning, smashing genres, cutting BPM drops, trying to figure out how to transition to any crowd you're in, which, you know, projecting yourself into those kind of like situations. And I actually did. I started getting gigs in Reno. You know, started working my way up the ranks, and God had a different plan, man. I lost my job, my roommates, and my car in the same month. It's kind of a three strike, you're out. So I moved down to Southern California. I was like, okay, well, I'm being called home for something. So moved my way home, and you know, I never forgot it. I got to like actually one of the DJs I DJ with now, still to this day. In 2013, I came up to him. He's DJing at a club. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to be a DJ down here. And of course, you know, if you're an experienced DJ, you've heard that, you know, people like DJing. And you understand how much hard work it takes to get to it. So, you know, it kind of brushed me off a little bit. But eventually, 2015 comes around. I got the money. I start investing in buying my equipment. Next year comes, buy more equipment. Next year comes, buy more equipment. So, yeah, by 2016, I was getting paid gigs and on my way, man. Like, and I just started picking up gigs and building a name down there. Now I'm DJ full time. And still grinding, still trying to find new venues, new ways to like give people an experience that they love and want to come back for. It's kind of what I'm just chasing the rabbit of wanting to continue to deliver great shows that you leave like mind blown, like that was awesome. That DJ, who was that DJ? We got to know who he was, right? That's what I like giving people.
Wow, man, that's an awesome introduction, man, and congratulations to you, brother. It's not easy to become a full-time DJ. It's a dream that a lot of people are chasing, but you were able to have the confidence and the faith that, hey, if you stuck through it, it will be able to happen, and you made it there. So I appreciate you. You know, this is still only the beginning of your story, so there's a lot more to come, and I'm super excited.
Oh, very much. Yeah, faith. You said the key word right there, man. Faith is what it is. Faith and confidence. Yes. Self-confidence.
Yes, sir. Definitely, brother. I'm super excited to have you here. You know, we use this podcast as a way to share your story in hopes that your story inspires and helps other DJs. So walk us through some of the things that were able to help you have that faith and confidence to make it to where you're at.
Personal development, man. Well, thank you for having me, first of all, Daryl. I mean, great job what you're doing here. I love what you're doing. I love listening to you. I recommend anyone listening to all these DJ stories. If you're trying to be an inspiring DJ, you can learn from us. Man, it's a really tough one to be self-confident in a way that you're only known by your family and friends as what you are. So when you're trying to break into anything new, there's a lot of resistance to that. You know, they kind of try to hold you back to what they see you as, not what you see yourself future being. You know what I mean? So personal development books, listen to the right, fill your brain with the right words to make self-belief in yourself, have a vision, you know, really try to portray yourself into that, in that role where you see yourself going, and work hard for it, man. Just keep telling yourself you're going to make it and you can do it. It is possible. You know, a lot of people tell you it's not. It is possible. Anything's possible. So that's the biggest part. It's the kind of internal work that comes outwards, right? And you're going to have those hard times, man. Like, it's, you're going to do shows that you're just going to train wreck. You're going to be a beginner. And I had my first show I did, I just, oh, it was bad. It was just train clashing sounds. And I was so disheartened by it. But my boys that have been DJs were there to support me. And they told me, you know, you're going to have these, and this is just going to happen. Just go through it and keep going, keep going, keep going. And that's really what it is. I think consistency is key. And just, if you don't stop, you're only going to get better. You can't get worse by doing something more and more. You know what I mean? So I guess if that's your question, if that was the question, then that's what I would say. Just keep grinding, man. Keep practicing. Keep working the craft. Keep believing in yourself. Keep being around people that will believe in you. Find your one or two people that support you, and latch on to them and forget everybody else. Like, have a short-term memory.
Yeah, man, that's really great advice. I think that is super important that you understand you have to weather the storm. You have to be there for the ups and the downs, because there will be a lot of downs. It's not going to all be glamorous.
But like, you're not going to be unscathed. You're going to get some wounds, but they're going to make you who you are. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so thank you for sharing that. It's all about perseverance, and you have persevered tremendously. So what we're going to do, we're going to jump into a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into some of the learning lessons that you learned throughout your journey. Okay.
Most definitely. Do it.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with my brother, DJ 2Ds, and we're super excited to have him on the show. Brother, when you were just talking, you were just talking about, you know, some of the learning lessons that you got from your ups and downs in the journey, now achieving your goal of being a full-time DJ. You know, it's not easy to make it to this point. So walk us through some of the tactical things that you've learned on your way to get you to that point. You know, how'd you get your first gig? How do you start charging people? How do you start getting paid to do this, to sustain your livelihood using DJ? What were you able to do to get to this point?
Well, networking is a big key of mine. Honestly, going out there and getting face-to-face contact, shaking hands, you know, first you got to put in the grind. You got to put in the time. You got to build the confidence. You're going to know when you're ready to go out and see some people, because we all start in our bedrooms, right? We're all bedroom DJs before we make it up into any stage, any show, anything like that. And then, you know, you got to go through the jitters of getting used to that. But you're going to understand at some point, you're going to know when you're ready, that you've practiced enough and you're ready to go. So then you walk into places, you shake the owner's hand, you know, ask if you can talk to the owner, see if they, what they have going on, and if it's a good fit for you to bring your talent and your style to their venue. Promote. Social media now is a huge thing. Get really technical on the social media aspects and the videos and the Twitch and the TikToks, even, like, anything you can to get yourself in front of people more and more. But human contact is never, ever, ever gone in business. You know what I mean? Like, word of mouth is still the biggest key to growing. But to get yourself paid, I walked into places. I asked them what's up, when they have a show, if they think they have me. I discounted everything up front to get myself in the door, right? That has actually got me to where I am, just by taking that, humbling myself to take just a little bit of a cut. It sucks because you're undercutting other DJs in a way, but if it's a small business, a small venue that doesn't have anyone anyways, you're basically just getting yourself out of your bedroom to get a little bit of money. That's going to help you build some confidence along the way and get better and start to see people. Then your prices will go up as you confidently start building yourself and understand what your value is. Then your money can start going up. So I took a couple years of grinding that route and understanding that I started realizing I'm just getting underpaid now, because I'm delivering these excellent shows. People are leaving mind blown, and I'm only getting paid $100-$200 a night. And it's like, okay, well, let's up it. And if you're that valuable, then they'll have you back, you know? And then the word of mouth starts. Like, that guy, 2Ds, man, that guy's a good DJ. I want to go see where he's at, you know? And like, so then you start building another following to another bar, and start bringing people, and you start getting fans in a way. And it's just amazing that I was able to quit serving of 10 years to finally transition out and strictly do this full time. It's just been a blessing by God. I mean, having faith and praying for it, like, blessings be to God. That's the only way I've done, really, is through him.
So, amen, brother. Appreciate that, man. Yeah, everyone that knows me on the show, that I am definitely someone that supports and advocates for having faith and believing in the power of Christ. And I think that you showing the example of what happens when you have faith and you're able to follow what you believe that God is telling you to do, you can really achieve some really great things, man. You really were showing the progress from just jumping into it to where you're able to hit that next pedestal. You know, people think that they can just jump right in it and be a rock star DJ that's getting all the gigs, and it's like, hey, that may happen, but the likelihood
it can. It's more about who you know and how much you've learned by your mentors, I guess. Find a mentor too. That's another one. Find a mentor, someone that can tell you how good or bad you're doing, and give it to you bluntly. You know, you need that person to tell you when you're doing bad. It's like catching cancer in a way. Like, would you rather know now or later? Like, no, have a friend that's a true friend, stabs you in the front, right? So let them tell you, and it might hurt, you know, it might hurt your ego a little bit, but if they're experienced and they know what they're talking about, take that advice, listen to other DJs, you know what I mean? Like, find a mentor, find people you can learn from and grow from. That'll definitely speed up your time getting there too.
Yeah, and you know, the typical DJ is not going to just out the gate have that big time, you know, explosion. It's going to be something that you build time after time, and you seem like you've really took those steps to humble yourself and take that first step, take the next step, and then you're, you know, chugging along and you're finally running. So really, the old saying, if you got to crawl before you walk, then you can finally run, you know what I mean? So it's like, you really have to humble yourself so that way you can take those steps into the right pathway to making yourself a successful DJ, having that brand and that name.
Exactly. And you're never going to be where you were, man. Don't even take for granted how far you've come along the way, right? Because it's so easy to get discouraged when you're not up here, but you're still not down there either. So, you know, enjoy where you're at, and that'll help you kind of like keep steam and kind of winning your sales, keep going.
Yeah, brother. And one thing I like about you is that you are so free in regard to your journey. You know, full time, you do what you want. You're able to build your brand, but also have a sense of happiness and joy as you're doing this. You know, talk to me about just how you feel right now, achieving that goal of reaching full time DJ and what it means for you right now, your happiness and your livelihood.
Man, I have to pinch myself sometimes, man. I actually have to stop because sometimes I get so overwhelmed with, like, you know, how many people are showing up and all the business sense of like trying to get the bar sales up, get the following, where's your next gig and what are you going to crack next and how much work it puts into your next vision. So you get kind of caught up in all that and you kind of forget that, like, wait a minute, I'm getting paid to do what I love. Like, I seriously go to work. I tell my friends, like, I got to go to work. Oh, that sucks. Like, you can come with me and dance and hang out. Like, I get to basically choose music every song all night and have some free drinks and chill and have a good time, watch people dance and drop some sick stuff. And they're like, how'd you do that? You know what I mean? So it's actually really incredible. I'm super blessed to have done it. And it's still just the beginning. Like you said, I'm not nowhere near my end goal. I think I'm actually just hitting a stride and right at the beginning. And it's still, I mean, it's cultivated to basically grinding it 12 years of my life of envisioning it. And I think that's it. You know, you're never too far behind. Depending on how long you think it is, like, oh, I should be there by now. It's like, just take your time, just keep going. It'll come. And when it pops, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy the journey because every step is enjoying the journey. Every step of this has been amazing. So, you know, never get too discouraged if you're another DJ out there. You just keep grinding it out. And it's amazing. I'll tell you that much. And cheers to that one.
Awesome, brother. It seems like you're having a lot of fun, and that's super amazing when you're doing what you love and you're passionate about it. The money and everything else, the business of it, you know, it comes naturally. You will receive your next client, you will receive the next opportunity if your heart's in it and you really love it and you put that first, and then everything else is secondary. You know, I'm super excited to be hearing this story because it shows just when you believe in yourself, when you believe that things can happen and you just walk in your faith and you walk in your purpose, things will really transpire into how you want it to happen. So great job to you and just kind of walking on faith and being able to achieve that, man. One thing we'd like to talk about. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, stick to the music, man. Like, a lot of people, it's so easy because there's so many different lines of this business that take your time. And really, it just comes down to the music. So if you I'm sure other DJs can attest to this, that really we are most free when we're in our bedroom, when there's no cameras on and we're just playing with music. That's really when, that's my zone out place. Don't ever lose that, because that's what really builds us to who we are. And that's where the passion comes from, actually, for me anyways.
Wonderful, brother. You know, one thing we'd like to talk about here on the My DJ Story podcast is your branding. So talk to me a little bit how you came about the name DJ2Ds and what that branding means to you.
Okay, so I was in Reno and this girl came up to me and she's like, hi, I'm Christina with the K. And I believe this is the second time I met her. She had forgot the first time. So I was a little sarcastic on this one. And I said, well, I'm David with 2 Ds. And I kind of liked the way it sounded. Just it rang. I've said it since. I'm David with 2 Ds. And people are like, I spell it out for them now. Just D-A-V-I-D in case you're wondering. So that was very hard to find on Instagram or anything like that. Find me a DJ2D, David with 2 Ds. It just became like too long. How do you spell it? S, you know, so many different things. So keep it short, keep it powerful, make it impactful for the name. So I just cut it just down to 2DZ. DJ2Ds is where it came from. And I just started that a couple years ago. So what was the next question? Sorry, like, were you saying about branding?
That's great. Yeah. Then what does that branding mean to you? So when people book DJ2Ds, you know, what are they getting out of that experience? What sets you aside from other DJs? And tell me about, you know, what that branding means to you.
Okay. So the branding of DJ2Ds is energetic and a night you're not going to forget. Not soon to be forgotten is my style of DJing. My different style of DJing that is eclectic of different genres is really sets me apart, because I do mash up old school to country to dubstep to electro house back to like 90s or something. Something really, really keeps you on the edge of your seat as an audience. You never really know the next song. As other places, you can always tell it's gonna be a hip hop song, and then it's just something else. Actually, I just cut it to the next one, but it blends so fluidly. And that's actually the difference that keeps people like kind of like this. Like they don't want to leave the dance floor because they like that one they're dancing. And then it's a different genre, they're dancing that one. And then it's a different genre, they're dancing that one. And then it's like mind blowing because it's really just music and having fun. It doesn't have to be a certain style. A lot of the songs we do know, you know what I mean? And then sometimes you can I like dropping remixes of songs, you know, Earth, Wind and Fire, like September with a background different beat that everybody knows the words, but it's a different beat, right? So if you know the words, you're still singing along, but it's a different style of dancing. It's just really fun. So I actually like bring a lot of fun and the microphone work is a big tool for DJs that they forget to use. And, you know, rightfully so, we're all kind of nerdy in some way. As DJs, we're always kind of like always in our headphones, right? Like you're the kid always in school, not really socializing because you like your music more than people in some ways. And it makes you a little outcast. But that's kind of who we are, man. Like that's why we became DJs. Like I loved being on the dance floor. I like dancing. And then when I learned I can be behind the turntables and make people just vibe, but that's where I'm at. So I just bring a great energetic time. DJ2Ds, you're gonna get a good experience of a lot of different genres and you'll remember it. It's gonna be a fun night.
Awesome, man. No, that's super exciting, man. And it's super great to hear. Like when people are listening to you, you know, you bring that different experience. So when they hear you. They know it's DJ2Ds, whether it's the way that you speak on the mic, whether it's the way you're playing the songs, but they know that they're getting a different experience when they hire DJ2Ds. So I'm super excited to be able to participate and watch some of your sets and be able to attend some of your events, because I'm actually gonna be a lot in California pretty soon. So I appreciate
it. Hey, man, come down anytime you want, man. I got you.
Connecting. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely check you out and see if I can support some of your gigs, man. You know, I'd love to hear, you know, you're super young in your journey. You have a lot ahead of you. So what are some things that we can see from you now and also in the future of the DJ2Ds brand?
Well, actually, I created an event in Temecula. They're actually kind of deprived on EDM out there. When I'm from LA originally. I moved up here to Tahoe and there was a big dubstep scene. Reno was a big city. And then I moved down to Temecula. It's kind of one genre of hip hop and EDM isn't very prevalent out there. But it is around the world, it is. Just down there, it's not. So I created the Breakout to break out of their normal, right? It's called the Breakout. It's an EDM event, kind of like a little mini rave. And other than that, I want to keep building that brand up, keep doing more events where I like arts. I really like art. I think every artist is great and I like bringing them together. You know, I mean, not just music, but just painting. I have live painters at my shows. I want producers to come to my shows and showcase what they've made. I want rappers. You know, I want every style of artist, anyone I can. Like if you're a hula hooper, even, I don't care what you got. If you have some kind of juggling, something, those are the kinds of things I like to build, and I'm going to continue to keep building, is to bring art together, not just music, but everything together. So, because the human spirit is endless, man, and it's not just music, man, but music is one pathway to enlightenment, but there's a lot of other things out there too. And I just want to share with everybody else what everybody else can do. I'm just one that does this, but there's somebody else out there that does something else better than me, and I want to bring them, you know what I mean? So that's, yeah, I'm going to keep building some stuff like that. And then also, you know, I want to get the TikToks going. I definitely want Twitch. I'm going to get on the Twitch. I'm going to start using the club app. So I'm excited about that. Other than that, that's just in the near future, down the road, besides producing and hopefully, you know, creating, going on tour or something like that. What I'm creating is those kind of events, and that's just my near future. Who knows what's past that, but we'll let God tell me about that later.
Awesome. And I think that's super exciting that you're building platforms for other people to showcase their talent. And that's super amazing what you're doing in the industry and creating an ecosystem around what you're doing with DJing. So congratulations on that, and keep it up, because a lot of people are able to now be heard and seen based on what you're providing for them. So keep it up, man. It's super amazing.
That's correct. That's what I try to do, man.
Awesome, brother. Now, before we jump into our lightning round, do you have any parting pieces of advice for DJs out there that are looking to, you know, follow your journey into becoming a full-time DJ? You know, have any, you know, parting pieces of advice that can help them on their journey?
One, you got to be in the scene. DJing is a brotherhood. Whether you like it or not, you can have the most talent, but if you aren't the most personable person that people want to work with, you might not have the best shot. I've had some of my friends tell me not to work with some guys because they didn't care for that guy and they kind of brushed him off. Well, I said, well, they haven't met 2D. So I went up to them and I still work with them and actually got a lot of gigs from them. So, you know, be out there, be out with the people, feel the dance floor, learn the vibe of where, whatever area you're in, you know, keep honing your craft, definitely keep putting in the work behind in the dark when no one's watching, you know, keep grinding, keep putting in that, build a brand, build a name that's easy to follow, so people remember it, easy to find. Not too hard to spell. You know, if it gets too crazy, they're not going to be able to, one, maybe remember it, or two, spell it. So do that. Yeah, and then believe in yourself. Don't listen to any naysayers, man. Stay away. Cut the toxic out of your life. You know, your family's going to be the hardest ones, but just tell them that you're chasing a dream. If they can't support that, then just keep their mouth shut a little bit. So.
Awesome advice, brother. Spoken by a true person that have done it and has saw a lot of success. So I appreciate you sharing this and sharing your story, man. At this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Always.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Pioneer SX3 with two EV15s top with an 18-inch Herringer subwoofer. Pretty much it. Laptop, MacBook Pro. Always use a MacBook Pro.
Who's your favorite DJ?
Z-Trip. Z-Trip smashes a lot of different genres. One of my favorites. Tiesto is a great example of age and timelessness, because he's still up there in age and he still tours and does his thing. He's an inspiration. And yeah, I say those are my T-top that I really look up to.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and what made it special?
I'd say my own breakout. I've done a lot of other ones, but my breakout, even though it was maybe 15, 20 people, it was high energy. Everyone was there to have a blast, to dance. That's what they did. Did it all night. And I got to really just flow the way I like to flow and play for myself. It wasn't for playing for the crowd so much as them coming to see me versus me playing for them, which always goes hand in hand. But you know what I mean?
Name some of the best places to party in your city.
Wherever I'm at. No, I'm just kidding. That's definitely not me. I'm definitely not that guy. I'd say Pub and Grub in Temecula, Blackbird, Bailey's. Those are the three top in Old Town Temecula.
And what is one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
More microphone work. Put a message behind what you're actually doing. Take a break. More use it as radio versus just constantly blending. And this is note to myself, because I can get definitely into a 30-minute blend song, and I don't take a break to just say something to other people.
And shout out to any DJs that you know personally whose story also need to be shared on this podcast.
Gotta blow my DJ Revenue. That's the one that actually got me into it down there. Taylor Mosley is the one we're working with weddings right now. My boy DJ Rico, he's a really good DJ, great genre blender like I am, and like CDM just like I do. So those are the three I have to say.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to hearing their stories one day. And any DJ wants to be on the show, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
You can find me at Pepe's in Kenny Lake, California. And you can find me anywhere on Instagram, Twitch. Those are the main two I use right now, at DJ2DZ.
Awesome, brother. Hey, we really appreciate you sharing your story here on the My DJ Story podcast. This has been a great story, watching your journey from being able to start in the industry and now being a full-time DJ just from faith, hard work, and networking, and really putting yourself out there. So appreciate you sharing your story and being so candid and transparent with everything you're doing, man. And we look forward to seeing you in the club.
Appreciate it, Daryl. You do your thing, man. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.